Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Holiday Lighting Contest voting now open. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The city of Gillette's annual holiday lighting contest is down to the final stretch, and now the winners are in your hands. Judges have selected their top 10 decorated homes, and residents can now vote for their favorites in the People's Choice contest. You can cast your vote by going online and liking your favorite homes in the holiday lighting contest photo galleries on the City of Gillette Facebook page. You can vote for as many or as few homes as you want, but all votes must be submitted by 8 a.m. on Friday. The judges' choice and People's Choice winners will be announced Saturday, December 27th. Trump vows to roll back emission rules on farm equipment welcomed by Wyoming producers. President Donald Trump is pledging to roll back environmental regulations on farm equipment, a move Wyoming agricultural producers say could ease costs and reduce downtime. According to Cowboy State Daily, during a White House roundtable this week, Trump criticized emissions requirements on tractors and other diesel machinery, calling them expensive, overly complicated, and impractical for farmers who rely on equipment that runs hundreds of hours a year. Trump's comments come after the Environmental Protection Agency issued new guidance on diesel exhaust fluid systems, which are designed to reduce emissions but can force equipment into limp mode when sensors fail. The EPA now requires manufacturers to allow a 36-hour grace period before shutdowns, a change the agency estimates could save family farms more than $700 million annually. Wyoming equipment repair experts say modern tractors can have up to a dozen onboard computers, forcing farmers to rely on costly dealership repairs. Ranchers argue the regulations hit especially hard during harvest and calving seasons, when breakdowns can bring operations to a standstill. EPA Region 8 Administrator Cyrus Western, who oversees Wyoming, says updated software on newer equipment and free reprogramming for older models should help reduce disruptions while still protecting air quality. For Wyoming's large-scale farming and ranching operations, producers say fewer shutdowns could mean significant savings and improved efficiency. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.